This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Katrina Vandenhovel of the editorial board of The Nation magazine. She's also the publisher. About the upcoming Munich Security Conference, in which we're told the U.S. and its allies will present a ceasefire plan, an armistice plan. Katrina comments on that, commenting on Germany and Britain and France and how they approach the Munich Security Conference. The question of what comes afterwards weighs on Katrina's presentation. What comes afterwards is going to determine how the ceasefire is negotiated and whether it's successful or not. A European force, a UN force, a US force, a NATO force to guarantee security within Ukraine, a disarmed Ukrainian army. Joining of NATO is said to be not a non-starter, but is Katrina Vandenhovel on the many choices, including the German election, where Friedrich Merz is leading. It's not at all clear what his position is come Germany dealing with Ukraine. France ready to assign European troops to Ukraine, Britain perhaps joining in, Germany reluctant to negative. More of this tonight. Here's Katrina.
Germany's economy has been ravaged. It's not clear, by the way, that this idea, which is part of this peace plan, European security peacekeeping forces, this was floated by Macron.
Right, right.
And I believe not Germany, but Starmer of Britain has very little support, certainly from the Europeans and certainly from the Russians, if it doesn't have a UN imprimatur. So that will be very important, because I don't think the armistice ideas, which we've talked about, kind of minimal ceasefire, will be that will work. I mean, anything to stop the bloodshed, which is just horrific. But at the same time, there needs to be some thinking about a security architecture that is not NATO, because the narrative, which I think is a wrong-headed narrative, that Russia is going to expand into every inch and cranny and nook, has overtaken Europe and means that you can't really have a kind of firm agreement if you don't resolve the future post-NATO, because NATO is a breaker, as you know. That Ukraine and NATO is what started this war. It's what's going to end it. The idea of Ukrainian neutrality, which is not a bad word, there's probably more chance for effective reconstruction with that kind of scenario.